Hello and welcome to episode 147 of Muse on Minis.
Musing and amusing.
This is Fat Asian and I play Scorn.
This is Keith and I play Crix and some other stuff.
This is Chad and I play Troll Bloods.
This is Colin and I play Scorn.
And this is Crump and I play Circle. And
yeah,
possibly Retribution.
Arcable Distraction. Yeah, actually, I might switch to Retribution with Arcable Distraction.
Though. Reviving Crix.
News and announcements.
John, you can't switch to Retribution. You have to hold the banner for Scorn.
And then, Crump, Nick.
But
I'm just going to Banishing Ward them.
It's fine because I have errors.
Man. You're like, I can stop your revive tricks with distraction. Banishing Ward.
I have errors. It's fine. It'd be okay.
Distraction's not an upkeep, though.
What? They're not stealth. What?
No, but it prevents it from being cast.
It does. I'm just saying, if he does get errors.
Yeah, if he errors it off, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's really tricky.
The first errors has to survive a bile throw purge.
Fair point.
No, there are.
I don't know, it would be a weird game.
My threat range is longer than
that. It would be a weird game. It would be a very bizarre game.
That would be crazy. It's like, hey, what? Why are you're reviving your bile thralls to the flank? Why are you not coming after my... No. And you're just like, walk forward, blow up Eris. All right. Now we can play the rest of the game.
And feet.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, so while you guys were having that conversation, all I could think about was two units of the Texas Raiders jamming up the field and then Gorshade feeding behind them, like, the next turn.
I mean, that's what I do with Denny now.
Yeah, except now immune to cold units get through it, so suck it.
Yeah.
Take that.
Yeah, but they're not 2 inches off the deployment zone.
No.
No, they're just
6 inches off the deployment.
All right, so I got a brief news announcement. Probably doesn't apply to very many people who listen to this podcast, but it does apply to our local players or someone who's just passing through Iowa on a Wednesday. And this might actually this spawned from me realizing as a PG that, especially in this college town in Ames, that leagues seem to always reach a point where they start kind of just dying. Like, there's always some sort of point where, like, people stop caring, no matter, like, how short your league is, unless your league is, like...
Finkins leagues were always really, really well done.
There is a sweet spot. Like,
football leagues always sort of peter out at the end, and then...
There's... Because I've played in, like, the Privateer Press-sponsored leagues, and those seem too short. They're very brief.
Yeah.
They're, like, 3 weeks. Maybe four. They're very short. And then I played in the football leagues that have gone on for long time.
And then you have to, like, hunt for players to find and play.
That gets a little lengthy. So I imagine there's a sweet spot, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, so here's the sweet spot. Every other week at our local game store on Wednesday nights at Mayhem, I'm going to run...
Mayhem Des Moines or...
Wednesday, Mayhem.
Okay.
Des Moines. Des Moines. I'm going to run basically 8-man scrambles, so just 8... man tournaments. The first 8 people to get signed up are in, and then the tournament will fire like right after that, and there's 3 rounds, 2 lists.
What's the entry fee?
$5.
50 points? 35.
Yep, 50. I'm gonna try 50. If that ends up being too long, I'm gonna cut it to 35, but I think if we get started by like 7 o'clock, we can probably have everyone out by like 11. You have to think, John, there's
midnight.
Only 8 people playing in the tournament too.
Is Hudson gonna be allowed to play?
Does he play? Well, it's time turns. So.
Time turns. Time rounds.
Yeah.
Even time turns. Actually, it should be death clock.
No.
Because then you don't have to start the round time at the same time. Everybody can just start their death clock and go. I just think. And then if people finish early, you can also like pair up 2 winners right away and just say, okay, you and you both won.
I can do that with time turns, too.
Well, then you have to run a round time for each individual match.
Yeah. Well, no, just for the matches.
Dice down for table 1.
Just for the matches that matter. The only matches that, like... So here's how it's going to work is 8 people get in.
I think death clock's better.
8 people get in.
In this situation.
$5 entry fee, payout to top 4.
I'm just offering you some friendly advice. I would run it at 7 o'clock.
Ooh, playing footsie, Chad.
You were playing footsie with me.
Ooh. So hopefully it sort of gives a breath of life to the Des Moines community, which seems to have been kind of meh lately.
It's time of year.
Yeah, potentially.
We go through this dip every time right through the holidays because everybody's busy. And then after, like, when we get through the doldrums of January, start moving into February, March, things will pick up for us quite a bit. So.
Yeah. I just... It's nice because we were talking about it a while ago about just running.
I like it because it means like I get to play three games tonight. Like I will play three games.
Yeah, and it seems like the first eight people are going to sign up pretty quick, so there could potentially like
be multiple scrambles.
Could you run two?
Yeah. See, I brought up the point where it would be really frustrating for us Ames guys to come down and then not play in the tournament because it's already filled up.
Right, but there'll be. Literally as many tournaments as I can.
Well, Colin, you can be the first one there pretty easily. All you have to do is get out of bed.
And drive to Des Moines.
And pick up Fox.
Yep.
And potentially Chris.
You could have that all done by like 9 a.m.
Yeah. You could literally be there when the game store opens.
Fox does live in an awfully inconvenient spot.
Yeah, he does.
But yeah, which our podcast listeners need to know about.
They do, so that way they can find him.
I'm just saying, like, listening to somebody who has a lot of free time complain about.
I know, right?
I don't know.
So I'm going to try doing this. I'll report back to the podcast listeners because a lot of, like, new PGs are trying to figure out, like, cool things to do.
I think Scramblers is a great idea. I may actually make it down to play. I can't play on Wednesday nights for 9 weeks.
Wham.
Run them in Ames.
Making this month no different than the previous ones.
I'm also doing it in Ames, actually.
Yeah, so. Well, I mean, my big issue is I've got stuff going on in church for the next 10 weeks, so.
Are you going to name your tournament Scrambles the Death Dealer?
Sure.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah.
They're legit.
Scrambles?
Yeah.
I don't know yet. All right. I'm probably not going to call them Scrambles.
Like, literally two people will get.
Yeah, let's talk about some War Machine.
If we must.
What do you want to talk about, John?
Well, didn't you guys say you have some dojo?
John, might start this out? Because sure. Nobody else has anything else?
I have dojo. I got dojo. But mine's
I also
cool
have.
Enough to wait.
I have dojo.
So Mordekaiser is not good enough to wait for?
I love Mordekaiser.
See? You got
the inferior robot.
More like
caster.
Morda can't.
Morda not Gorshade 3.
All right.
Good one.
Nice.
Rolls right off the tongue.
All right.
Pissy,
so,
that.
I've been kind of obsessing over Mordekaiser lately. And
have
obviously.
You been dreaming about him?
Yeah. Like wet dreams.
Yeah.
Wet. Oh. Super geez. Wet.
In the void zone.
Yeah, so the list is right now Mordekaiser, Marketh, a Cannoneer, two Drakes, Cyclops Raider, one Ancestral Guardian, an Extoller, Willbreaker, Void Spirit, a full unit of Immortals, a full unit of Annihilators, min unit of Beast Handlers, and a Tyrant Commander and Standard Bear. So, it's a little goofy because most of the time Immortals aren't in the list because. They're kind of contrary to what he wants to do because he can't hollow them. But they're in the list as revive targets. Because being able... One thing I noticed over this last year of obsessing with two units of Immortals with Makeda 2 is that Immortals are awesome, but once they get in there, they do die like every other unit, basically, in the game.
Like every other Def 12 unit?
Yeah. I mean, they're Def 12. They're going to die once they get in there, but at least they got in there with Makeda 2. So what I thought is, now with Mordekaiser, he has the feat to make them Def 15, and Crix doesn't really like Def 15 too much. Bane's kind of struggle with that. So they can get in there, survive a round, and then once they do start to die... They can start to be revived and stuff. As my hollow target is the Annihilators.
Did you have Hakkar or an Ancestral Guardian in the list?
One Ancestral Guardian.
Okay.
There's things I like about Immortals as revive targets.
It keeps
Vengeance relevant longer.
Here's my issue with your particular list. And I'm not trying to rain on your parade, but...
Your list is bad and you should feel bad.
No, I feel like Annihilators and Immortals are two peas in the same pod. They fill the same role, more or less. They do it in different ways. Immortals have higher armor. Annihilators have tough. Annihilators have Berserk, Immortals have Vengeance. But they're very similar in what you're going to accomplish with them. So I see that you have some resiliency to your list, but I honestly liked your Mordekaiser list better when they had Reavers in it.
Do Mortal not have Tough anymore?
No. Never had Tough.
No. Yeah.
That's not true.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have Tough and Hard one.
Oh. But no, they don't have Tough. Okay.
No, they don't have Tough. So I feel like it... I like lists that are more flexible in that when you have some ranged elements and some melee elements together, they...
Well, like, there are still ranged elements.
I agree. You have two Drakes and the Cannoneer.
Yeah,
and the Raider. Raider. Yeah, I mean...
And Mordekaiser himself.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, the reason why I still like the list and I still think it's useful and can still be played...
I'm sure it can be played.
I think it can be played well, and I think it can actually have a good matchup versus Krix, potentially. But the reason why I still like it is because there's still... I think there's still just as good of a ranged element in this list as there is in my Mammoth with a unit of Raiders.
Reavers?
Reavers, I mean, yeah. I think the ranged element is still there, and there's still the melee threat going forward in front of the ranged element.
What are Cannoneer... I forget what Cannoneer stats are.
Like Rat 4, range 12, power 14, 15, AOE 3.
Rat 5.
Rat 4.
Rat 4.
Power 15.
Yep.
Power 15, though?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's AOE range 3. 12, so range 16 with snipe?
Yep.
Yep.
It's not like, super exciting, but...
The Rat 4 kills me.
Yeah, yeah.
Range 16, I'll be able to... Like, the idea with him is I can still snipe out those key models like Tartarus and Blood Witch.
Yeah, you can Eyeless Sight him, right?
Yep.
Like, that's actually something I was really excited about with the Cannoneer.
It's over a little Mammoth. Less crappy with Ancillary Attack.
Or Puppet Strings.
Puppet Strings makes it pretty good. That's actually a module I might use in a non-Mordekaiser list. It's interesting.
Because, like, one thing I found when I played... against JR a couple days ago, about a week ago now. But I played against him, and one thing I found with my list is I couldn't snipe out those key pieces because range 14 on my Mammoth wasn't quite enough. And the only way my Raider was going to ignore stealth is if he left the model within 14 inches. And he wasn't the type of player that was going to leave one of those key models within 14 inches of a Raider. And I had the Raider, and
I don't understand that comment.
He's planning on sniping a Cannoneer.
Precision. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Raiders have Arcane Precision, so if they snipe.
Oh, I see.
Wait,
didn't have an Extoler in the list?
I did, but he's going to do the Mammoth.
Okay.
So
you can use the Extoler on the
Raider. I know. But then it feels better because I have more shots with the Mammoth. And I was going to Bane Thralls, and I wanted to directly hit Bane Thralls. So, it was just... I feel like this gives me a way to snipe out targets, especially with two Drakes in the list still. I mean, those stealth targets are going to...
Yeah, the Drakes have 14-inch reach.
14-inch, yeah. Yep. So I feel like the list still has potential to do everything I want it to, and I get to play my favorite unit in the faction. And that's the big reason for the list. I know I understand they're counterproductive to what I want to do, because...
No, I don't think they're counterproductive.
I don't think they're counterproductive either.
I just think that I would run Immortals or Annihilators. I'm not sure I would run both.
You mean...
Yeah. See, I don't see why you can't run both.
No, you can. When I have the option of not running all melee elements, I prefer to run combined arms elements, but Scorn doesn't really do that.
But think this is still combined arms with the Warbeast? Like, it's just, I'm using my battle group as guns.
Yeah, I mean, it is. But I am just cut from different cloth than you are, I guess. That's all.
All right. I still think my Mammoth list is how I'm going to go Mordekaiser this year, but this was just a fun idea.
So, you get to... So you get a Fury Point every time you kill something... Every time something with Hollow dies, right?
Yes. You get a soul.
You get a soul, which converts.
Right, that's better.
Yeah.
Much
better. So, we've done... I think we might have done this math before. I'm not sure if we've done it live. Like, it's weird, because you have to... It's not really worth killing the Hollow unit, is it? until you can kill like all of them?
It's like five or six before you're making true progress.
Yeah,
because
you have to, like, even, yeah, I think even five, like, you're not making, like, he can revive all of them.
Can't no, he can't. Because he can revive
five
two.
And seven.
You kill five, 12. You get five more focus.
He can revive four of them.
Yes.
So you have to kill five before you make any headway.
Yeah. Oh. But you're also tying them to spending all of his focus or fury on revive, which isn't necessarily what he wants to do, because then you have an opportunity cost for Essence Blast and potentially...
Actually, if you kill four, you can only revive three.
Oh, that's another thing. You can't Essence Blast Immortals
because they're not living.
Yep. Which I don't really care too much about.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Then how can you can't do it with Hollow units either?
Oh, wait. Am I wrong?
Choose a friendly, living, non-warlock, non...
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can't Essence Blast your Hollow unit.
Yeah, so you have Scar Energy built into him, but yeah.
So you have to kill four... kill four or more, and until you kill more than five, he's going to be able to revive all but one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you kill three, the same thing happens. He goes up to 10 and can only revive. Oh, no, then he can revive three times.
I almost think...
But if he kills four, then he can revive three. And if he kills five, then he can revive four.
Right.
So you're not losing more than one until he kills six. Until six of them die in one turn.
Correct. Assuming he's doing not but reviving.
Which, I don't know if he...
I mean, the only other thing you do in the list basically is snipe.
I was going to say, I often find myself casting Animi along with wanting to... Ghostwalk.
I agree with Keith, though. I mean, it seems that seems really good with Vengeance. If you're forcing them to... You're maximizing the amount of Vengeance attacks you're going to make, I guess.
You can't Hollow Immortals.
No, you Hollow... You
Immortals
them.
Just have that.
Yeah. No, they just have Vengeance, but... Why are you maximizing the Vengeance?
Because Vengeance gets worse the like less guys that are in the unit, but if you keep bringing guys in the unit back, then you always get Vengeance.
I guess. They're a good revive target.
That's why I put them in originally.
Yep.
Alright.
I think I like reviving Annihilators better, though, in places in back arcs for good Berserks. Like, I feel like you just get more out of it. And they charge almost as hard. I mean, they're both Mat 7, right? One's POW 13, one's POW 12, so...
And the Immortals are Mat 6.
Immortals are Mat 6, and Annihilators are Mat 7, so that's a...
I think I would...
I don't think John likes your list, Colin.
No, I feel like the Immortals are shoehorned into that list. That's what I feel like. I understand the concept of making the Vengeance better, but I think you're giving up more than you're gaining.
Yeah, probably. I'm not saying you're not wrong.
No, I'm just thinking about it out loud. I'm not trying to be overly critical or say that your list is bad. I'm just thinking about the list on the table.
I mean, again, the list is just because Immortals, in my mind, I just think they should be immortal. And they should... Oh, they need
we'll
to
put their name to the test.
Thank you.
The entire dojo is just making Immortals.
Yeah, because they are my favorite unit. I think a lot of Scorn players agree that they are a sweet... Like, they're a sweet-looking unit, first off. And, like, when I got into Scorn, that was one of the things that drew me, was the Immortals and Hakkar and all them.
Did they draw you like one of their French ladies?
I didn't get that one.
All right.
Is that a Titanic reference or something? I don't know what's going on.
Nailed it.
That wasn't actually it.
Actually, a different take on that style list. I was just thinking about it. If you're going to come across with two units of... I mean, you might want to go all in and do, like, I think an interesting list. I'd have to see how the points go together.
It's jam-tastic.
Two units of Mortals and two units of Annihilators. The feet turn would be gross. So in your 30, face.
32 points.
Yeah. And then the rest, whatever. But
Mortal jam.
I mean, you'd be jamming pretty hard, but then you always have options for really sweet revives.
You'd be jamming pretty hard.
Yeah. So jamming. And maybe that's too much. Maybe it's...
No, I love it.
Maybe it's one unit of Immortals or one unit of Annihilators and two units of the other, but like 30 reach troops.
See?
Jamming with his feet turn. And then revives to back... Well, I mean, that might be too many points. You might want other options.
I thought about that, but it was just the battle group ended up being too light when I tried that. Because my original was 20 Immortals, because that's the number that I like.
That's a good number.
Yeah. So, I mean, I did try that originally, but I found his battle group just was too light. And, Like, I
couldn't generate enough fury.
My battle group was two drakes and a raider, and I wasn't entirely impressed with the battle group. And
yeah,
then, like,
the drakes are really at risk.
Yeah, and my other range threat in that list was a min unit of incendiary. But actually, like, I liked the original because it was.
I actually really like min incendiary with him.
I know.
It's really strong.
You're welcome. Actually, like, incendiary, that's how I'll always run them as min unit. I think max unit, they end up being a little overcosted because if you commit the entire unit, you'd end up losing a good majority of them. But if you commit a little bit of a min unit, then I don't know, it just feels better.
It pisses me off that scoring heavy infantry units get to be 4-6.
Like, yeah, four. It's really good.
I mean, you just get more dudes than everybody else.
Get more dudes for
like
no reason.
Min unit is four guys. Like, so I was looking at the table, and I was like, you know, when John was playing his game, going, what killed the incendiary leader or whatever? And he's like, no, that's just they have none of them died. Like, that's just a min unit. It's like, what the hell? Your min unit's almost as big as my max unit?
Yeah. That's how we roll.
Thar are the same way.
So that's actually why I like a min unit, is because there's still four of them. And four AoE six, or AoE 3s normally get the job done, and you don't need that extra two, is what I found.
Cool.
And then that three points can get you a Tyrant Commander and Standard Bear, which increases their threat. And
yeah, that's why that Xerxes list gets so dumb so fast, is it's like, take min units and get a point reduction. It's like, and then you just have 40 medium base infantry.
That sounds amazing.
That list does seem pretty.
If that was true for trolls, then Bork's Steam Force would have like five extra champions in it.
Anyway, Cotter, I think you have interesting dojo there. I want to think about it some more.
Dang it!
You just can't get the points to work out.
I'm close to the jam. We be jamming list. It's I got to work on the battle group though. That was interesting. Just 40 or 20 annihilators and 20 immortals, and then I was thinking Ferox to jump over your jam, kill the jammed models, and then those guys get
and
to go do things.
Yeah,
no, they have reach.
That sounds terrible.
Take the Ferox out. I was with you for the rest of
it. Oh my kitties! And on the feet turn, they're like Def 17.
Oh my god, they could be Lol's cats.
Don't the Pain Givers have the Pain Giver unit? Not the
Blood Runners.
The Blood Runners. Don't they have acrobatics?
No. They do not. They have Shadow Play.
Shadow Play?
Yeah, wouldn't they be so sweet if they had acrobatics?
Shadow Play is actually really interesting.
The jam.
Yeah, I know Keith brought it up to me a while back about using them for a holo target because Eris can't knock off Shadow or holo.
Yeah. That's interesting. Also,
I wish they had a better stealth unit for it. But
yep. Maybe they'll get one.
Full advance doesn't count for runs, does it?
Nope.
Lame.
Thought we could jam harder.
Oh, man. Actually, in that list with the 40 reach troops,
and
you also have access to Ghostwalk. So with Vengeance and 40 troops, like you can actually dig really deep with that list, right?
That's actually kind of... I'm going to try this.
Okay,
Fox is going to hate me.
Here's the start. It's Mordekar, Marketh. I don't know if this is right, but Kriya. I don't know what I'm doing. But Hikar, 29 liters.
Kriya.
Yeah. To protect your jam. They're just walking up in the jam.
They're
just bubbling.
Animus charge.
I think you're too obsessed with Mega Mittens. You think
probably, but Kriyas live much longer than Mega Men's and can get a lot farther. Because they can get, 9 inches up the table? Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy's only 5.
We will fix the battle group, Colin. But I think the 40 reach troops with revive, and his feat is so bonkers on 40 guys in your face.
That actually sounds like a lot of fun.
What's the... Okay, so there... Find it.
I wish Nihilators had advanced deploy.
Yeah.
We're 100% playing... That's how you can clear off the jam! Void Spirits! They're incorporeal and all your guys are fearless!
So you clear one guy out of the way and then make a cloud in your way.
But then you're not jammed and you can just walk.
Oh my god, it's genius, Crump.
It is. Quite agreed.
Two void spirits solving all of your problems.
Just the enforce makes everything FAU.
The master tormentor that has thresher and sprint.
And anatomical precision.
Does it have
acrobatics?
Does it have acrobatics?
No.
No.
Scorn is crappy and has no acrobatic models.
Yeah, it turns out most factions don't. Actually, is it just like Menoth and Kador now, technically?
Mercenaries.
Right.
And Rhett.
Right, Narn.
Narn! Narn's acrobatic. So they're basically three factions.
Interesting.
Trolls should get acrobatics.
Nope.
Yeah, that's very thematic and fits.
No, let's finish this. This list is so close. 16 points away.
All right, I've got my dojo.
Oh, you suck. All
right, go for it.
So I was trying to come up. I don't know. This kind of just came to me when I was driving here. And I was thinking about lists and list pairings. And I was kind of thinking of our good old friend Nate Kabke. And the way that he used to play a lot of games against me was he would just go, well, I don't really think about what I wanted to play. Like, I just took all of my favorite stuff and put it in a list. And then I played that.
These are a few of my favorite things.
You just spoiled my surprise.
Lance.
So I made a list that I just titled it A Few of My Favorite Things. And it's basically, we've already heard this list before, so it's not really, I'll just run through it. Because it's basically a list that I made like a million years ago. So the list is just, it fits perfectly though. It's Epic Gristle, Rune Bearer, Bomber Impaler, Battle Group. Solid.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably guess what the rest of the list is. You know.
Does it have two units of warders?
Felcaller, Creelstone, Pig Burrowers, full, two units of warders, two units of Rune Shapers, and Swamp Covers. So, I mean, it's basically like a list that I've already made. But I like it. You know, it's like all of my favorite things. Warders, Burrowers, Bomber, Impaler. Yep. And, yep. So I was like, what goes well with this? And then I started thinking, rather than just pairing what goes well with this list, I was like, well, solos are also my favorite things. And that list doesn't have very many of those. So can I just make a sister list to this list that's just all solos? And yes, I can.
Is it titled...
These are also a few of my favorite
things. No, is it titled I'll Go It Alone From Here?
Sure. Why not?
Good. Most good.
So I made this list, and I'm not sure if it's perfect.
Two Fell Callers, two...
It's Madrek, Ironhide, Thornwood, Chieftain.
All right.
Is that P?
Yeah, it's Madrek 1.
Okay.
Runebearer, Diretroll, Mauler, Bouncer, Axer. So that's the battle group.
All right.
You know, Bouncer to protect Surefoot from getting shot off. Mauler, because I want to put +3 strength on all of my solos, basically.
You're going to need
an Axer, because Axers are incredible with P Madrek. And then the rest of the list is Felcaller, Felcaller, Kithkar, Kithkar, Horthal, Janissa, Champion Hero, Champion Hero, minimum unit of Creelstones, and you still have enough room for a full unit of Burrowers, because why not?
Or Skinners.
Yeah, true.
Or Sons of Brag.
Yeah, or
those are like solos.
Or Crook Hunters.
Those are solos. Ribbit.
Anyway.
Or Alton Ashley. Or Totem Hunter.
Shut up, Crump. So two Felcallers, two Kithkar, two Champion Heroes, Horthal and Janissa is basically, and then Burrowers is basically that list.
Mm. Crusher's going to be so much fun.
I kind of like it.
I kind of like this. And then, like, thinking just pairing these lists together, like, I kind of like that, too.
Yeah. You should play it tomorrow at my tournament.
I think I might.
Today, this moment, right now.
Yeah, I like how you made the announcement the day of the tournament.
Yep.
Well, you wanted all of us to have a chance to play.
So.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I was also thinking of, like, maybe I could go with P. Gristle as the caster for this list, because Calamity lets you essentially buff all of your stuff instead of just, you know, one or two models at a time. But I think Madrek has more synergy with it.
I mean, yeah, he's still got Carnage.
Carnage, and then Surefoot.
And the feet with
Solaris. And then the feet, like, also just, I have so many things in the feet that, I feel like the feet will just be incredible.
Yeah.
The most fun.
You know, Kithkar will probably kill everything in his control radius. And if for some reason they don't, I still have Horthal. And if for some reason he fails, I still have Champion Heroes. Like,
yeah. You're like, I'm going to fail call this Kith Karn and send him out. And he's like, rawr. It's like, oh, I came up short, boss. Sorry. All right, I'll fail call this other Kith Karn and let him go. Rawr, rawr, rawr. He fell short. All right, Horthal, get in there. Horthal's like, snake eyes, snake eyes. And you're like, all right, Champion Hero, you're up.
And I still have an axe or two. I feel like my feat turn is just going to be all things within everything within 10 inches of Madrag is dead.
Probably.
It seems like it'll be really fun.
Wait, does Crusher trigger on enemy models within?
No, it's friendlies.
So it's like all things within 13 inches.
It's all things within 10 inches of Madrag are certainly dead, because those are the ones that Carnage affects.
Right.
And then models within 13 are in danger.
Most likely dead.
You know, like Matt.
Probably dead.
8 or 9 troops.
I think I like this list. It's really fun. Like, so the first one I basically was just saying that is for kind of how I got the inspiration for this one. Because it's like, here's all my favorite units. And I was like, I kind of like solos too. Well, I can put all those in the second one.
Those will be in the other list. Yeah.
That should be an alternate format. Just like how there's Mangled Metal as an alternate format, mm-hmm. There should just be like solo format, where you just take an army of only solos. 35 points.
This sounds like fun.
Yeah, because it's just like, this dude's going to fight that dude, and there's just like miniature battles going everywhere.
JK Meter and I did that once.
I was trying to figure Desktop out if,
against a mechanic.
If there was a way for me to get like the Totem Hunter and stuff in there too.
Yeah,
cut the
Burrowers. You cut the Burrowers.
Yeah, if I cut the Burrowers, I can get the Totem Hunter and like, I can't. The problem is that last 3 points. I feel like the Burrowers just make the list like way stronger. But
it's not about building a strong list.
Burrowers were in there. I wish Pendrake was.
Screw you, John.
Why Pendrake?
Because he's really good at buffing Burrowers.
He's really good at buffing Burrowers. Hilarious against Circle.
Yeah, Pendrake is like just bend Circle over the table.
But yeah, I could, you know, originally I had the not. I didn't have the Burrowers, and I had Totem Hunter Gudrun.
Mm-hmm.
Gudrun the Wanderer, just as like, you know, a 6-point do whatever and potentially be good at stalling out scenario loss.
Madrak is running his like 10-inch zone of doom or 20-inch diameter zone of doom, and then like those two are just off on their own.
Yeah. So that might be
like go fight with that scenario point, and they're like, just the two of us? Yeah, it'll be fine.
Just the two of us.
Gudrun, just go fall asleep in it. Like, you'll be fine.
And the Totem Hunter's just waiting for someone to come up and attack sleepy Gudrun, like.
Yeah, so anyway, I guess there's not much else to talk about, but that's fun.
I have some Troll Bloods, technically, dojo of my own. So I was thinking about my favorite girl the other day, Calandra. She's delightful.
Girl with a curl.
And how I hadn't ever really made a list for her that I loved. Like, I loved playing her, but I was never like, this is the list. Like, this is awesome. Because I always felt like I wasn't taking full advantage of everything she did. So I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about that Mozar list that we dojoed on the previous podcast, and I was like, huh. I've never seen Gators played with her. And they're defense 13. Like, getting above defense 12 is the magic number for Calandra. Like, once you get into defense 13, Starcross starts to really make people lose their minds.
Yep.
Also, like, Gatorman with more defense.
I was like, yeah. Yeah.
That's really
sounds
good.
Pretty good. Gatorman posse where they're hard to hit, and they're already hard to kill. Like, this is going to be legit. So I slap down 2 units of Gatorman posse in there.
Her feet's friendly, too.
Yeah.
So their damage rolls go off the charts on her feet turn.
The only thing that doesn't work on them is her spend fury to reroll ability. Which is
wow. Why have I not seen Posse with her before?
So the list is
Epiphany. Like,
so the list is double Posse, Nis Hunters, Burrowers, one Fel Caller for the Burrowers, because you have to bring the stupid Fel Caller to make the Burrowers playable. So that's 9, 18...
Tell me you have a Witch Doc Rock.
27, yes. 36 with the Burrowers, 40 with the Witch Doc Croc, and then that leaves the battle group, which I have questions about before that I'll resolve in testing. 15 points fits Bomber and Paler. It was a very strong battle group for her.
Mm-hmm.
The issue there is it leaves her largely undefended.
No Janessa?
No Janessa, no Swamp Covers for your 14-14 caster, and no Creelstone.
Huh.
And she wants to jam up there to get Starcrossed.
And also no Runebearer, so Starcrossed makes you camping less.
Actually, a really interesting beast with her is the Toad, because of Swarm. Stacking Swarm with Starcrossed is actually pretty gross.
And she has Bullet Dodger as well.
Yep. And then, that guy's stupid drag has resulted in more of my caster deaths than...
So, I mean, that's one way to go. You could say, screw it, and we'll drop the bomber down to a Toad, and that gives you 6 more points to play with. You can only generate a maximum of 6 Fury, but I kind of want her to camp a bit anyway. So I'm not totally against having a light battle group.
The problem is that you need a Runebearer, because if you're upkeeping... If you're upkeeping Bullet Dodger on her, casting Starcrossed, and then casting Swarm, that's 7.
Right.
That's 6, sorry. So then you only got 1 left for camping. You know, and that means that... And then if you want to refill, that means that your Warbeasts are full up, so you can't really camp anyway. You're not going to be able to transfer.
Yeah. So you want to camp at least 2, so you'd need a Runebearer. And the Runebearer is really good with her anyway, to cast, a Befuddle or a...
Force Blow.
A Force Blow on the feet turn. So if you go Impaler Toad, that gives you 6 more points to dirtle around with. So you can get all of the defensive tech at that point. You can get Runebearer, Janessa, and Swamp Gobbers.
That's interesting. Do you need the Impaler?
It's nice for the Toad, but no.
So I mean, that's other options.
It could be Slag. I kind of like having... Unfortunately, none of the Animi are friendly, so you can't buff the Gator's damage any further.
So you can't Lightning Troll Animus the...
Slags are cannons on her feet turn, though.
They are. Mm-hmm. That's true. The Fire Troll's not bad.
No, it's good. It can help in certain situations. The other option is you can drop a unit of Gators and diversify significantly more.
No, I definitely think you should go with 2 units of Gators.
Or
that's
a unit of
sort
Gators
of my blind spot right
can
now.
Become Gregor, which is another interesting option.
Or you could go full on crazy and go 2 units of Gators, Boom Howlers, and Nis.
And drop the Burrowers and the Fellcaller?
Yep.
Yeah, less Troll Blood models. I'm more excited now.
So what was the option?
Drop Burrowers and the Fellcaller for Boom Howler.
Rage Howl plus Starcross.
Rage Howl plus
really
Starcross plus Gators in your face.
Plus Swarm.
Gator gonna gate!
And the sun is shooting at you.
Gator's bit! I mean, you just make people just... Holy cow.
I'm just like, alright, Legion War Beasts or Warp Wolf Stalker, good luck killing these Gator Men. Would you like to primal? Oh,
man. Holy crap, Rage Howl plus Starcrossed on Gator Men is not even... Yeah, I think that's a good switch, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I was kind of half joking, but... Now I've thought about it. I'm like, no, this is actually legit.
Now I'm all in. And you just sort of leave the Boom Howler. Boom Howler himself is kind of getting up there to get Rage Howl out, and the rest of the Boom Howlers are sort of hanging back. We're the easy models to kill. Let's just hang back and screen for Kalandra and the Nis Hunters while the Gators get in there.
Swarm is living models within 2 inches, right?
Yes.
Yep. It's Ashen Veil, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. It is functionally Ashen Veil.
Literally. Is it?
Because I was just thinking,
it doesn't just gain Ashen Veil.
You could play a couple of Toads, and then they could intersperse them with the Gators. Swarm.
I don't really want, with how light the battle group is, I don't want to expose it at all.
Yeah.
Because if they get some quality shots in there, then your ability to keep Kalandra alive diminishes drastically and rapidly. So, no, I like the list. I'm cautious about spending Janessa in it. If I can get away with not using Janessa, I would like to, because that opens up, that keeps your other list a lot more.
Swap out Janessa, swap in Gobbers and 2 points.
Well, Gobbers were already in.
Oh, well then.
Once you change the bomber into a Toad.
I think you're fine, so.
I mean, it'd be interesting. Are there really any other defensive options available?
Bouncer? I mean, in what way, I guess?
Just in hordes in general, like clouds or LOS blocking of various kinds, I'm just thinking about.
Right. Yeah, not...
Not especially.
That's not that's coming to mind right now.
I'm most excited about Gators plus Rage Howler plus Starcrossed.
So you really need to build a bunker for Kalandra, because you're gonna cause people to lose their minds. And once that happens, they'll be like, I just have to kill Kalandra. Like, I have no other option.
I feel like Janessa would be
the most valuable choice. And I might just play her, because I haven't really thought of what I want to pair this with. And I mean, it might just be like Epic Madrick, I guess.
Is it family reunion? Oh, yeah.
Boom Howler, yeah.
Womp womp. Epic Madrick.
The first time a 12 player has been like, I can't put Boom Howler in both lists.
And it's you.
Of course, it's me.
That doesn't sound like you at all.
I love putting mercenary models.
Found out you can attach the sorcerer to Boom Howler.
I mean, is it technically called attach?
No, it's called adjunct.
Okay.
You can adjunct the sorcerer to Boomhauer.
It just says friendly?
Friendly Trollkin model, or friendly Trollkin unit.
Nice.
So it's pretty, you know, not great, but whatever.
It's a
thing you can do.
Well, if I have a point left over, I will do that.
Yeah. Go for it. Safety versus crippling grab.
On your Boomhauers.
On the one unit.
I love Posse so much. Now I want to play trolls.
No, my list.
What?
My Kalandra list.
Do you think those posse are better than Scorn posse still?
Depends on what you want to do.
I want to last stand them.
That sounds very terrible.
I want them to eat all the Satixus Raiders in the world. Mine do that and don't die. Unless they're Scar ones, the Texas Raiders, then they still die.
They all die immediate horrible deaths.
Yeah, I like this. I don't know. I like this list a lot. Like he was talking about it to me earlier.
The other thing that list can do when they've got Boomhauer is enforce a gajillion command checks. You can be like, and dirge rage. How that's what you're gonna do anyway, and it's tons of command checks.
Oh my goodness. Now, that's literally a troll list.
I love it.
See what I did there?
I love it.
See what I did there?
Oh, it's trolls. That's funny.
I mean, he said literally.
You ruin everything.
Yep.
God, I miss when Befuddle was an entire unit.
Me too.
I don't miss that at all.
I'm glad I didn't play.
Mine is more of red. Target unit dies.
Yeah, model slash unit dies.
Model slash unit commits seppuku in the most hilarious of fashions.
Yep. Dude. I mean, Chad used to arrange my units. It looked like they were, like... It looked like
20 times.
No, it looked like the band in the middle of a football game. You know how they go out and then, like, spell stuff?
So this is a side story. Over Christmas, me and my family were playing Cards Against Humanity, and one of the cards was seppuku. And my family just, like, no one in my family knew what it meant. And I was just like, really? It's just, I overseen my family! And then I just stabbed myself in the stomach with a knife.
Oh, my God.
It was glorious.
Good visual demonstration.
Oh, my God.
So did
That's my side story.
Did you not have the card? Did someone else have the card?
Someone else had the card.
Oh,
did you literally stab yourself with a knife?
Yes, I had. There was a butter knife. There was a butter knife hanging table.
I thought it was like a chef's knife.
That's way better than my wife's story, where she was like, "What's bukkake?" And I was like,
"Nope." Chunky explained it. That's all we need to say.
Yeah.
Gross. But, all right. Well, I have some dojo. Two dojos. One will transition into the other. So I'm trying to rework Cassius.
That's the name for the list too. A troll list.
Yeah, I told you!
Oh, God.
It's perfect.
So I'm trying to rework Cassius for this coming year, and I really want to play him with the Swamp Shamblers, because I proxied that, like, twice, and it is hilarious, because having Risen to be Hellmouth targets is super lols, and
fantastical.
Also double-dipping on souls and corpses is pretty sweet.
Yep.
I hate it so much.
However, those jerk faces aren't out yet, and probably won't come out forever. When are they actually slotted?
Like, and you have to wait until you
March,
can.
I think.
And you have to wait longer until you can bits order them, so you can have all Thriller risen.
No, only I'm doing that.
I'm not going to do that. So a substitute for them for now is going to be Sentry Stone and Mannequins, because they make pretty good Hellmouth targets as well, because they're def 10 in back arcs, so you only need fours. Pretty sure Mannequins aren't 360. I think it's just the Sentry Stone. I haven't played the Sentry Stone very often.
It's actually sort of an underutilized piece. Colin Hill?
Yep.
Yeah.
I've seen Chris use that to many annoying different effects, so they're not bad.
Yeah, and with Gallows Groves, I always feel like I will want some sort of way to quote-unquote deliver them so they don't just get shot off of the table. And Sentry Stones do that pretty well because they AD with Gallows Groves, and then a guy can be farther up the table and turn into a force for the Gallows Groves to shift into. In the list that I was playing that had Gator Risen in it...
Grizzen, you mean?
Yeah. Grizzen. I didn't have Thorn Ravagers, but because I put in Sentry Stones, I wanted to give them a try again. Because a couple of years ago when I played Cassius, I had a huge... Like... I don't know what I'm trying to say here. I used Thorn to a very positive effect, despite them being quote-unquote terrible.
Well, Cassius can deliver them, which is the big thing,
right,
with his feet. So they're actually very good if they get there. They just get a shot off the table really easy because they're armor 14 and 8 boxes, right? So,
right. And with with Sentry Stones, they can live even more because I can make a wall of forests. Like, use one Sentry Stone to just make a wall of forests and protect that chunk of my army pretty well. And then the next turn, either feet or, like, have Thorn Ravagers charge, kill a bunch of stuff, and then feet on them, so they're def 15 versus melee, which is pretty respectable, and they usually kill a few. And then, you know, there's still, like, four left to kill a bunch of stuff. But, so Sentry Stones make really good targets. I guess I should tell what the actual list is. It was based around Sentry Stones replacing the Gator. It's a Gorax, a Whirlpool Stalker, two Gallows Groves, two Sentry Stone and Mannequins, Shifting Stones with UA and one without, Nis Hunters, a min unit of Bone Grinders, Full Thorn Ravagers plus UA, and Feral Slaughterhousers for the in-game punch if I need it. So, It kind of is like make a wall of forests with one unit of Sentry Stones, and then that Sentry Stone will kind of chill back the rest of the game, spawning a new splinter guy to hide my tree in, because otherwise the tree's going to just get shot off the table.
If you need to. I mean, so you have the option if you need it.
Right.
And sometimes you won't.
Do you have Swamp Gobbers in that list?
There are not. Didn't have the point.
Yeah. Swamp Gobbers will be, I mean, once the Shamblers come out, the two sets of stones get cut. Not the Shifting Stones, the Sentry Stones, and get replaced with the Risen and Swamp Gobbers.
Yeah. No, because I get 6 points.
Oh. So yeah, it's the same.
The Thorn Ravagers will get cut.
The Thorn will get cut.
Right, probably.
And you'll put the second unit of Slaughterhouses back in.
Yeah. So, I just switched the list up a little bit because I wanted to try Thorn Ravagers with Shifting Stones because that are...
Sentry
Stones.
I mean, Thorn Ravagers with Cassius have the unique advantage of if you can work out with the Sentry Stones the way it is, if you can work out charging in, getting heart tokens, and then protecting them for another turn so they actually get to use them.
Yeah.
That's so much value if you can actually work that out.
I mean, Ravagers have the exact same problem Cavalry do, is that to make their points back, they have to get to activate meaningfully twice.
Yeah.
Most of the time. And that's not something you can realistically expect from an armor 14 model, unless you have a control feat working for them. So Epic Kruger might not be a terrible place for them either, because he's got the ability to, like, stormwall them in, and then the turn they charge, he feats.
I played against that list once.
His theme force is surprisingly good, because they start with heart tokens. So, but that's the list. I'm going to try it out. I feel like it will be good. But yeah, one Sentry Stone is delegated to making a forest wall at the start of the game and then popping one on my caster every turn if I need. And then the other one is kind of interesting because you can get really good Hellmouth targets if you don't shift a Sentry Stone forward on turn one, because they generate a Fury automatically each turn. and can use that to either summon mannequins that are missing per fury point spent, or spend one to be placed within 5 inches of its current location. So if I turn one, don't spend that fury, then I have two, so the sentry stone can shift, be placed within 5, and then summon a mannequin within formation, which is 6 inches, I think. So
can the mannequin activate that turn?
It can't, but it can be Hellmouthed. So
again, that's cool.
Get like a, what is that, 5, 6, 7, 13, 14-inch place a model wherever I want it, pretty much.
I want Hellmouth so bad, but I'm not willing to play Krix.
You can play Circle.
I'm not willing to play Circle either.
Don't worry, Scorn will get it.
That's great. The Cassius list I'm going to work on until Shamblers come out. And then Century Stones actually inspired me to work on a Mosar list to the same accord. So we were talking about how Mosar list has the problem of, like, the best unit to put Mirage on is probably Blood Trackers. However, Blood Trackers oftentimes go with other casters a lot better, such as Morvana 1 and 2, Balder, P. Kruger. Yeah, like all the Circle casters. So
I mean, they're good with every caster, for the most part.
Yeah.
That's a blanket statement. So.
Yep. So the other potentially like good units that are... I mean, they're good on Moldstalkers, but putting like an upkeep spell, the more points you can affect with it, the better it feels.
Yep.
So I wanted to try it with Tharn Ravagers as well. And so the Mosar list that I dojoed has Megalith, Pureblood, Warpole Stalker as the battle group, 2 Gallows Groves, a unit of Gatormen, and Tharn Ravagers, and Sentry Stone. So the Sentry Stone and Mosar's Pillars can help deliver Tharn Ravagers, who are backed up by Gatormen. Or potentially, like, vice versa. The Gatormen could, like, run intermixed with the Tharn Ravagers.
Tharn Ravagers with Mirage, they get going. So
yeah.
They're speed 6 with reach.
Yep. So they charge pretty far.
13-inch charge, pretty strong.
Yeah. I feel like Sentry Stones are very interesting with Mosar for multiple reasons. One, summoning forests for either to hide the old man behind or to put a stalker in, as well as more additional 3-inch AoEs that block line of sight. So what I was thinking is you could like summon a forest, and then at this point you could potentially block your entire army off by actually stacking pillars, so they have to kill multiples of them to get line of sight to your army, as opposed to just one. So like it could be like forest, two pillars on top of each other between those two forests, two pillars on top of each other, which like on the right side of that forest.
So you'd have 12 inches of no-fly zone.
Yeah.
And wouldn't be able to see. That's interesting.
Because part of the problem is, like, when you kill one pillar, then there's a lot of stuff that they can see and shoot. But I don't know. That might work. I'm still trying to figure out Mosar.
It's interesting.
Pretty difficult.
And I love the battle group.
I do, too. That was my favorite part. I was just like... Yes, the points worked!
Yeah.
I still have all this... Ah, yes.
Awesome. Megalith, Stalker, Pureblood.
Pureblood. So you still have...
Megalith is so good with Mosar.
The only thing is that there's no Shifting Stones, but I think that's okay with how this list will play.
Can he... is it living model? Can he teleport to a mannequin?
No, he can. It's living.
Ah, that would have been so cool! That would have been so tech, right?
Yeah, they... I would. Then Mosar lists would be super easy because I'd just play like World Stalkers and just be like, pew 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 pew, and Mosar would walk forward and spray something and then kill a World Stalker and be like, eh. It's a World Stalker, whatever.
So that's the only thing I don't like about your list. You don't have a really good target to teleport to.
I wasn't planning to.
I like having the option.
Yeah. I mean, if I absolutely needed to, I could just kill a Tharn.
I guess. Mosar can do some work on his own, though.
He can. The issue is that, like, he's got so many things, and you want to do all the things, and I think you just need to pick like two.
Yeah,
I think, I like the direction you've gone, where your options are place pillars or sling spells.
Yeah,
not planning to get work out of Dust Howler or.
Oh, it's super fun though.
It is
really like aim
and super possible. Like he can really do a lot of work when he. When he decides he wants to. By the way, CF3 says hi. to everybody.
I love that guy.
I'm talking to him on my phone.
Love that guy. Charlie Foster III, yeah. You are the man.
I blanked on who that
you
was.
You are the man. Second. You are the Springfieldian that we love.
That was a new Call of Duty game.
The only Springfieldian. Screw all those other guys.
Yeah. Wow. It's not a good day if I don't
who
get to call somebody.
Last week.
I'm a little hurt that Charlie didn't make the trip with them to podcast with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, what a jerk. Yeah.
I feel like that was a
I mean, we have three episodes a week for a reason, Charlie.
Oh, incentive. If well, let's
because
talk.
Because if JR, Alex, and Charlie ever came, like, that's the reason we.
Yeah, it's the trifecta.
So, Charlie says if we run another Mayhem Cup in Des Moines, he will come back for it.
Oh, no.
So, we have to go win our cup back.
All right.
Texas, I feel so sorry for you. We're going to crush you.
Yes! Yes! Did you hear that, Texas? We're coming to get our cup back. I like how I posted on the
that is
none
the
of you guys
motivation. That is the most motivation in the world right
I think
there.
It'll be pretty easy because, I mean, they're basically as bad as their football team. No?
Bad reference. This is not the type of podcast.
Aren't all of them Texans fans?
They are all Texans fans.
Pretty advent Texas yeah. fans.
Yep.
God, that team sucks.
They do suck, but not as bad as the Bengals suck.
I mean, at least you made the playoffs.
And didn't go
to
at
least your sucky team made the playoffs.
So did mine.
My team is just a joke. Like, they made the playoffs, but there was... They had no chance.
It was the only game that was uncompetitive.
Thanks, Colin, for pointing that out.
Wow. Yeah, the other games sure yesterday were like nail biters. They were just like, yeah. Within a point, you're just like, ah.
Two of them came down to a last second field goal.
Yeah, like.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
We need a wrap it up box.
I mean, we've kind of drifted into football talk, which I feel like people won't.
Well, really quickly, I think I finished the.
It's not as on point as.
I fixed it by adding more drakes.
Yeah, it's got four.
What?
Four drakes, ancestral guardian.
Yeah,
the rest is all as stated.
We're done.
I like that list, actually. So it's
right?
Got 40 guys in it?
Four drakes.
Yes.
Four drakes in your jam list so you can vomit all over your own jam and jam your opponent.
So drakes. Four drakes, 20 annihilators, 20 immortals.
Yes.
I like
and
that
swamp
list.
Gobbers.
And pillow
and,
pants?
And pillow pants.
Okay. You have no way to kill heavy stuff.
Do you have any ancestor guardians?
One.
Yeah, John, you'll just...
That's all you need.
That's
yes.
All you need.
Wait, I thought Hakar was on that list.
Love it.
No, I took that out.
Don't listen to anything Crump says.
Or
the list is perfect, and you're beautiful.
This is terrible.
Switch two drakes for one glad
Hakar in. Drakes don't even seem good in a jam list.
No, they're actually really good. Sprays are really good for...
You can clear off your jam.
No,
yay.
Your jam runs faster than your drakes.
Colin, serious advice. Cut two drakes, put in a gladiator. It gives you the option to rush the drakes, which gives them an 8-inch walking spray, and it also gives you a heavy beater for the late game. So
yeah,
and
that's fine.
Somehow find another. There aren't even beast handlers in it. A gladiator's not a heavy beater without beast handlers. It's
there's no beast handlers.
No. No points.
Four drakes. No beast handlers. We fine.
All right, Colin. We need to work on the.
We just assumed
three drakes and Hakar.
I'm a scorn player. I can learn how to manage my fury.
But the problem is that
I've never learned.
You're on the right track. We'll talk about it.
Colin, we'll talk about this later.
Thank you for tuning in to episode 147.
Seven?
Jesus
Christ. I don't remember.
147 of me. I cannot remember things for an hour. I'm old. Episode 147 of Muse on Minis. This has been John.
Crump.
Colin.
Chad.
And Keith.
Humpty! them. I would hate Reavers too.
Josh and I were having a discussion about like which would the most broken unit, not really a discussion, but which would the most broken units in the game be if there was no FA restriction, but I think I pretty much just know the two best units.
Burrowers.
Burrowers and Swamp Gobbers.
Swamp Gobbers are pretty good for a point, that's for sure.
Take like 4 points of them in every list.
Every turn.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah? Burrowers, though, like I'd take like 3 units.
Sure, oh my gosh, that is just the dumbest conversation ever.
No.
What is the most broken unit of the game if it becomes FA?
Shifting Stones.
Unlimited. That's pretty broken.
Because then you couldn't figure out which ones were in which unit anymore. And then you'd just be like, ah! It's literally just Chinese checkers.
That's your caster. What other things get rid of?
They have to errata the rules for shifting stones to just make you paint them different colors, like wildly different colors. These are my neon yellow shifting stones, and these are my neon pink shifting stones.
I had a hole would be pretty good,
those
too.
Those are my checkered shifting stones. That's a character unit.
Yeah, they can't be FAU.
They're
characters.
Maybe they invented cloning.
Yeah, I mean, character units are not part of the discussion because they're...
Well, you didn't stipulate that, so...
I mean, it's part of the, like...
I thought it was self-evident.
Yeah.
I think it might be shifting stones.
It's burrowers.
Josh, you're not allowed to talk in this... You're not allowed to talk without a microphone.
You don't think
Womp
it's burrowers?
Gobbers. No, because while you're burrowing, I'm going to checkerboard to your caster and win the game. Let's test it, Chad.
You're going to assassinate my troll warlock?
Yeah, my stalkers are pretty bad, actually.
I mean...
Yes, because I'll pin him in with one of my infinite units of shifting stones and then beat him to death.
Oh my god, if you had like 10 units of shifting stones, you'd be like, well, this unit of shifting stones is going to teleport this stone over here. And so now make it a new triangle, and then this...
Well, yeah. So you fell call whatever unit is charging that turn. And then the other unit is under the table.
You can still have 2 fell callers, which is more than enough to make your 4 units of burrowers broken.
I mean, can I get my UA to be unlimited? Because the Zealot UA would make Zealots pretty dumb.
Okay.
No. Nope.
No.
No, just the base unit.
Just the unit.
I'm pretty sure that's not okay.
I'm just like,
just 4 sets of burrowers.
I'm fine with that.
2 up, 2 down, yeah. Every turn.
Yep. They're just riding the wave.
Like, 2 up, foul column, in they go.
Whatever ones survive, they burrow.
Next unit's up, foul column, send them.
20 more burrowers.
So what are you talking
about? Oh my god, that'd be such a nightmare, too, because you'd be like, are you sure there was 8 guys left in that unit? I thought I killed a bunch of them.
Oh, it would take such a massive amount of... Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the paperwork on that would be impossible.
The next turn, you do like, here's 20 more burrowers, and then the next turn, all right, those guys, whatever survived from them, they burrow. Here comes however many survived the first time.
That
would be miserable.
What are we talking about this podcast?
And
Dojo.
News and announcements, Dojo.
No news and announcements.
I have news and announcements.
Oh.